Tampa City Council today delayed a decision about allowing digital billboards in the city. It will hold a hearing and vote on a settlement agreement between the city and two billboard companies in 3 weeks. It also scheduled a December workshop on a proposed ordinance change allowing digital billboards. Councilmember Linda Salcena says the council should not feel rushed by the billboard companies.
The reason that we haven't gotten rid of billboards that were supposed to be removed 10 years ago is because the billboard industry held us up in litigation for years and years and years. It is not the city staff's fault. It is the billboard industry that has continued to sue and twist and manipulate and refuse to remove the billboards that were committed many, many, many years ago to be removed. I have been around since God made dirt. I remember all this, and it is wrong that we still have these billboards that were supposed to be removed all those years ago, still staring at us, and now it's being promoted. Well, we might take these down if we get blah, blah, blah.
Many citizens are concerned that the bright lights from the digital billboards will distract drivers or flood homes with light. 10 members of the public, including Margaret Fizzy, spoke out before public comment was cut off because of time constraints. They wanted a delay in voting on the settlement agreements or opposed the digital billboard ordinance.
As far as the ordinance, it's very interesting that in the agreements, unless we pass the digital board ordinance, they don't have to sign, which is very interesting. So if you do pass the digital billboard, then, and they don't sign, we've got digital billboards anyway. So there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of maybe misunderstanding, maybe things that, because it's been such a short time since we got this information, that we need to find out too.
Fizzy is a member of FAN, Tampa's Association of Neighborhoods. Another member of the public who asked council to wait to vote on the agreements is Ron Rotella, executive director of the West Shore Alliance.
And I would bring to council's attention that it really should not feel compelled to be in a rush to resolve the settlement agreement today, because even if you pass it, the billboard companies then have 6 months to execute it. So to say that it's not linked to the digital ordinance, I think is a little bit deceiving.
The settlement agreements with CBS Outdoor and Clear Channel Outdoor are a result of a lawsuit by the companies because Tampa created new rules forcing them to remove some billboards, but did not allow them to be relocated. Todd Pressman represents Clear Channel Communications and is also a board member of the Southwest Florida Water Management District. Pressman claims the settlement agreement will put both the city and the companies in a better place.
This is a settlement that does reduce blight in the city. Once the settlement and the settlement portion is done, 70 separate or as many as 75 separate faces will come down for Clear Channel alone. It's a true and substantial reduction. But the fact is, it's very easy to throw darts from the sidelines on this document. And you will hear in 2 weeks, if you choose to continue, you will hear complaints, you will hear concerns. The guys I'm working with are not particularly thrilled with the settlement, but it works for them. I don't think anybody is ever going to be happy with them.
The city council rejected settlement agreements with the two companies earlier this year because under the terms, they would have been allowed to replace traditional billboards with digital ones. Councilmember Mary Mulhern is concerned that the proposed agreements still allow digital billboards, and she hopes that before the vote in 3 weeks,
all references to digital media be removed from the settlement agreement, which is what we asked for months ago, and this was brought back to us. So I'm not going to vote for anything that has any reference
if I may, Mr.
digital
Chairman.
In the settlement agreement.